From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. Jefferson Center in downtown Roanoke has rolled out its new season lineup after selling out a record 15 shows this past season. The upcoming 2025-26 lineup includes bluegrass legend Ricky Skaggs, Wynton Marsalis, Chris Isaac, Little Feet, Americana star Molly Tuttle, Squirrel, Nut Zippers, and other performers spanning multiple genres. Programming director Jamie Cheatwood.
It's really important to us to have an eclectic season with a little something for everybody. We have our staples, jazz and bluegrass, that we've been notorious for in town for the past 30 years, but we also have R&B, rock, salsa and rumba, classical, some vaudeville and klezmer in there. We've got some theatrical productions, and there's more to come.
General public ticket sales for Jeff Center events opens on July 29th. The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra has announced its 2025-26 season, exploding with passion and power as it build, beginning with a free concert at Elmwood Park in September, a season featuring Beethoven, Sibelius, Dvorak, Shostakovich, and Pops concerts, including Nashville Meets the Symphony and Beatlemania with the Classical Mystery Tour. See more at RSO.com. David Stewart Wiley is the RSO Music Director and Conductor.
I think this has the potential of being our biggest and best season yet. We have four amazing Pops concerts, five classical concerts, destination concerts, a free Elmwood Park concert, Music Under the Stars. So lots of exciting things going on, and I'm deeply grateful for this region that supports its beloved orchestra.
It's the second and last weekend coming up at Little Town Players in Bedford for the Wizard of Oz musical. Guys and Dolls opens at Attic Productions in Fincastle a week from this Thursday, as does Leaving Iowa on July 24th at Showtimers. The middle-aged writer returns home looking for a proper place to bury his father's ashes. It leads to flashbacks of road trips from his childhood. Krista Woomer plays Mom in Leaving Iowa.
A lot of fun, and it's family-friendly. You know, kids would enjoy it, too. And it's not a well-known play, though I think with time it will be. So we really want to encourage everybody to come and see something new and see something funny.
An improv comedy summer showcase at Mill Mountain Theater's Black Box Stage this Thursday night at 6:45. Music this Friday night on the Tavern Stage at Explore Park, with the USA Endurance Mountain Biking Championships taking place there at the same time. Empty Bottles will perform starting at 7:15 this Friday. Alex North is with Roanoke County Parks, Recreation, and Tourism.
For folks who want to come up and enjoy some food and beverages from Twin Creeks Brew Pub and take in some great music and yacht rock vibes from Empty Bottles, that'll be coming up on Friday, July 18th.
This Saturday at Community Arts Reach, just off Williamson Road, the Floor is Ours, a Cheer and Step Showcase, the Larry Keel Experience at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday, the Brood at the Spot on Kirk this Thursday, Cherry Moon at the Spot on Saturday. Yachtly Crew brings their popular 70s and 80s soft rock classics to Dr. Pepper Park this Friday, and at the Eleanor D. Wilson Museum on the Hollins University campus, local artist and author C.C. Bell opens an exhibit, Animal Albums from A to Z, this week with an artist talk and reception this Friday at 6 p.m. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Matt Shields with Mill Mountain Theater. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Cultural Calendar. Mill Mountain Theater is Roanoke's only professional theater and has something for everyone. Comedy, drama, musicals, concerts, the Fringe series, youth shows, classes, camps, and more. Go to millmountain.org for more info.